faith has a pathway. Of course, we're learning there are certain things that will help that pathway, like getting into the door. There's a lot of people still have the mindset they want God to come to them. That's not here because we're teaching you properly, but there's a lot of people that are looking for God to encounter them, and he will, but that's not his protocol. You got to encounter him where he is, and so we've learned to go to him. And you have to be aware of certain things when moving to the Father. It's very easy, write this down, to enter into the Father if you've entered into the Lord, and into oneness with the Lord. That's what he wants to do, is bring you to the Father. It's very easy to enter into oneness with the Lord if you enter into his rest. Amen? And it's very easy to enter into the rest if you get through the door. There is quite a progression there. Now, you don't have to always do it that way, but it seems to deliver more often than not if you just go through the pathway, because you end up there. Praise the Lord. Faith's also, where you go in God is all about a compass. I keep telling you, a compass, if you feel your heart, I'm going to talk to you about some techniques I use and how to move into areas. But I want to give you some things that will help you move into these dimensions. Not more teaching, but more of the techniques I use to enter into these places. It'll really work for you. But you have to do it. Amen? You have to make this a daily basis. If you don't, it'll get covered over very quickly, and you'll find trying to move into God's a hard thing to do. You can't be casual about this. You're talking about the deep, call it the deep. You're talking about the treasures of God, the love of the Father, the glory of God, and then on into dominion. I mean, just to make it to the love of the Father on a very consistent basis, you're doing what most ministers that have been preaching for 60 years don't know how to do. They operate more by the gift realm, most of the ones that I know anyway, and they don't know how to get there. Amen? When you know how to get there and you have a compass, that's a great thing. Amen? And so it's worth the effort of faith, and the kind of faith that will bring you into that realm, into that abiding place, dwelling, and it changes you. We don't have any kind of any stop gap. We can just keep going because it's just all the way into the God. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. It's a really powerful couple of verses. You can use these when you get to the love phase. Number one thing I want to teach you, do not rush. You don't rush this realm. You can't rush it. God won't allow you. He doesn't operate like we do. Amen? This place is, you'll be working at this the rest of your life, really. Not working at it, but operating in it. Glory to God. This realm here, in the love of the Father, listen to these verses. 1 John 4, verse 16 says, we've known and believed. Look at that. See, we've known and believed the love that God hath to us. You got to believe he loves you. A lot of times you get stopped out because you believe what someone else said about you, or you believe about things about your image that got distorted maybe in childhood, or you had a rough relationship, betrayal, and things blocking you. You have to believe the Father loves you. Amen? That's the first thing you do. No matter what you feel, you have to believe. That's why you got to get scripture around the Father's love. He says, now look at this. God is love. Say, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So when you're moving in these realms and you're approaching the Father's love, it's an impossibility to enter into him and not be love, because he is love. So when you're approaching into the Father, you believe the love the Father has to you, and you enter into that by faith. God, you are love. And notice he says, he that dwelleth in love. We're not here just to see these realms. Like a lot of people say, you know, I'm seeing this and I'm seeing that, and that's a good thing to do, but we're here to dwell. Isn't there a difference between seeing and dwelling? Now, if you're a seer that's dwelling, that's the best. Amen? But a lot of times, you can be in this jurisdiction and see into that one if you're a seer. Amen? But a seer doesn't always constitute dwelling. Amen. What we're looking to do is to dwell, not just to see. Now, I'm not talking about seeing by awareness. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just seeing. You see, and the seeing is a good thing. But in this realm, we want to do more than see. We want to dwell. Because to get the fullness of this, we have to dwell there. He that dwelleth in God. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. So we move into the Father and we dwell in the Father. Now I'll show you some things that I do when I get to this point. It says, herein is our love made perfect. We may have boldness in the day of judgment because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we. We have the same standing that he has. You have the same standing the Lord has with the Father. You have that standing. It says, now there is no fear in love. This is why we need the love of God, because it strips down the fear. You have to recognize, too, you need love. Say, I need love. No matter how strong you are, how tough you are, how anointed you are, you need love. Without it, you're not going to see properly. You're not going to have the proper perspective of God. Or anybody else. Amen. You're not going to have love one to another unless you are loved of the Father. Now, God's love will strip down a lot of things you can see and a lot of things you can't see. Amen. Love is a powerful. Oh, it just strips down. You want to be stripped down because you need to be stripped down of the old worldly clothing. And I'm not talking about this worldliness of sin. There's many things you can get clothed in. You got to be stripped down of all of that so God can get you ready to clothe you in the new image, which is the glory, which is not a new image. It's a restored image. Amen. The original image, the glory. Our ultimate goal is the glory, then dominion, then inheritance, and then here. And so the Lord said, he said, I told you, don't get in a hurry. Since I got that image, I wanted to conquer the whole thing in the first day, you know. Praise the Lord, sit in every seat, glory to God, let's go. God said, whoa, slow down. There's no fear in love, but look at this, perfect love casteth out fear. Say, perfect love. Now, a lot of people get the idea, if I love, I can find perfect love here. Perfect love is in God. Amen. Perfect love is in the Father. Don't waste your time trying to be perfect in your own strength. Your love will never obtain the love of the Father in your own strength. You understand that? That's what's wrong. Everybody's trying to be like God and operate like that. But you've got to be loved first. Amen? That's what it says, perfect love casts out all fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him. See, we love him. Because he first loved us. See, you gotta be loved first. Amen. It goes like this. We enter into his love. He loves us. And then also we love one another because we've been loved. Amen. I'm finding a lot easier to love because I've been loved. Amen. When I'm not been loved, then I'm going to, my old man's going to show up. Amen. Even while I'm anointed. You know, you can be anointed and your old man can be in full blossom. Not while you're anointed, but when the anointing lifts, you understand. And so it's a necessity. It's imperative that we set our compass, no matter what we're going to obtain in this life, we set our compass into the Father's love. Gotta get there. Gotta obtain it. Gotta dwell there. Amen. Have to accomplish what he wants us to accomplish. It's not enough to be anointed anymore. It's not enough to get an anointing. And you get a ministry platform. You can go around with your gift all over the world and not change a bit. It's sad, really, I think. Because God wants us to mature. God wants us to grow. And I'm kind of glad, because I used to think, God, why are you giving us a lot? Why didn't you let us take off? And I'm kind of glad he didn't let us take off, because I'd have probably been the same way. Because you don't always grow just functioning under a gift. You just function. Amen. You grow in the Father. You grow in God. You grow in the Lord. You grow up into him. Amen. Now, the ministry will grow, but I want it to grow with fullness. I want it to grow with fullness of love. I'm seeing what he wants us to have now. And now, believe it or not, I'm like, Lord, don't let us take off yet. And before, I'm like, when are we going to take off? How come? Why are you holding us back? What's up? Now I'm like, okay, God, just let me get to this next place. I know where you're taking us. Let me keep growing in you before you. See, if you take off too soon, you don't have what he wants. It's demanding. The growth will be demanding, and you can lose your focus. And so I know what he wants. I know where we're going. And what we're doing right now is we're growing in him. Amen. We're growing into the love. We want to move up into the Father's love. We want to move up into the glory, then be clothed in the dominion. Amen. You got to see that. You got to keep that in front of you all the time. Amen. So let me get into a few techniques here, certain things you can do to help you. In any one of these realms, see where it says view diagram here? That's where I'll be making all the posts. That you hit that button and you'll have the image, and it has scriptures there now up through the rest. And now go ahead and scroll down. The indwelling God. There's a couple there. Atmospheric Thieves, Temple Protocols, Understanding the Awareness of God. Dynamics of the Temple Within. There it is. See that union with the Father? See the prayer session? It says prayer session, entering the Temple Within. Those are actually prayer sessions caught here on Tuesdays. If you're having a hard time entering in, just plug that in and go with it. There's an anointing on it. Amen. Now, those two series are really, really effective in getting you through the door. Now, a lot of times what the teaching gift would do is move us into an arena like union with the Father. It would move us into an arena. He wasn't really ready to bring us in corporately. He was just mapping it. Back then, we were mapping. Amen? Now, we're getting to travel into the map. All right? We're getting to take the map and like Amos telling me the other day, she goes, you know, a lot of people are moving these dimensions, but we have a map. And when you have a map, it's a lot easier to move because you've got a map. Amen. So here is one of the techniques that I tell people. What you're trying to do when you're moving these realms, if your heart's not full of this, you're going to have a hard time moving towards it. You're going to move whatever your heart is full of. That's just the nature of man. What of the abundance of your heart? The mouth's going to speak and you're going to move towards the desire. You have to fill your heart with the kind of revelation that causes your spirit to move towards. Amen. And so when you're listening, if you put these on a cell phone and start listening to these messages, you're going to find it a lot easier to move into these dimensions because you're filling yourself first with a grid, so to speak, because a lot of times people are trying to find something, but they don't have enough word there. They're trying to move into something, but they don't have enough grid there, and they're stopping out. Amen? Because you don't have a grid for that. And you're looking in the realm, but there's not enough word to get you past your barriers. So the very first thing you should do, if you want to move in these dimensions, you've got to give yourself wholly to it. You've got to start listening to it. Do this on your off time, not on your prayer time, but start getting your spirit prepared to move in these dimensions. Start listening. Say, listen. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Listening to these words starts producing the desire, the image, the compass. That's going to start setting you towards a divine compass that's in the word of God. Amen. And once you get a compass, start moving, once you start filling your heart up, you'll find it a lot easier to release into these areas. Amen. You'll get through the door that you couldn't get through before. You'll get into the next realm you couldn't get into before. That's how it works. So that's a technique number one, is you've got to get your heart full. Amen. You can do that going to work, on the way home from work. Put it on your cell phone. Learn to put it. When I used to work in the world, I always had an earplug. I had a single earplug. I ran up through my collar, whether I was in sales or secure, whatever I was doing, I always had this earplug. It was a single earplug, and I put it in my ear. Back then, we didn't have cell phones, but I would have my big cassette tape thing hanging off me. But I always had an earplug going. I always had the word going. Always. So you got to learn to keep that word flowing and going. Amen. Learn to listen to what you need to get you where you're going. Because a lot of people think, I'm just going to jump in the love of the Father. And you're trying to find a grid you haven't prepared your spirit for yet. Amen? Prepare your spirit to move in these dimensions. Believe me, it's worth it. It's going to transform you radically. The love of God will transform anybody. That is a prize in itself. To find and dwell in the love of God. We're not talking about encountering the love. We want to dwell. We don't want to just encounter. We want to dwell. Say dwell. To dwell, we want to dwell. We want to go there by faith. So fill your spirit up. Amen. Then, once you start moving these dimensions, you need to have certain scriptures already memorized and ready to go. Amen. Because you're going to work with these particular words. Amen. You can't be having them on a page looking at them and trying to move in. You got to get scripture memorized, especially around the love of the Father. There are certain things I'm going to use every single time. Amen. I'm going to have certain scriptures. That's not the time to memorize them going in. Start with one or two. It doesn't matter how much you know. It's the quality of what you have because you're going to work with that scripture. For instance, the scripture where Jesus says, Father, I will that they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory that I have with you. For you lovest me from the foundation of the world. I use that scripture. I say, Lord, I move into where you are. I know where that's at. It's in the right hand of God. So I sit down. See, I'm going into union with Christ, and then I am where you are. I start agreeing with that scripture. When I'm in there, I'm agreeing with what he said. Amen. I don't care how I feel. I'm agreeing. Amen. I'm agreeing with what he said. I am where you are. And I am here to behold the Father. Then the scripture said he presents you faultless to the Father. He presents you whole and without blame. See, he's there to help present you to the Father. He's taking you out from union with him, and then he's presenting you into the Father faultless, whole and without blame. You got to know those things. And I'll have those scriptures up that I use. Those are the kind of things you interact with. Here's technique number two. It's huge. In moving in this dimension like this, you cannot be in left field with your mind. Amen? You have to be focused. It's not like praying in tongues where your mind can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't work like that. This one requires the submission of your mind. Now, here's what's going to happen in the beginning. You're going to be doing this. You're going to be focused. And all of a sudden, you'll be focused. And all of a sudden, you'll be over here. And your mind will be solving something else and thinking about somebody. Now, in the beginning, when you experience that, grab your mind, pull it back, because you're practicing now. You're going to have to learn to bring the mind into subjection. Amen? What I do is I see him in rest. I do it at the rest phase. I'll surrender my mind under the authority of the Lord Jesus. It's like I take off the mind of Adam. And I put on the mind of Christ. I'm humbling my mind. I got to get my mind in subjection. There is a place once you get rolling that you won't have any battle. You won't be out left or right. You'll be just, amen. But you can't do that right away. And that's one of the major, major things that pulls people out is their minds out here. They'll be going and then all of a sudden they get out here. Okay. And once that happens, it'll just pull you right out, you know, and you won't be able to move in these realms. So that's another technique. Now, this is a big, big point right here because I've had this talking with several people. It helps me to talk with you to find out the questions you ask and the questions I ask you. It helps me to know what people are experiencing. The person I talked to recently said, you know, I'm trying to see and I'm trying to move in. I said, well, tell me how you're doing that. And I said, show me. And they said, sit down. And I'm trying to move in like this. And I immediately knew what their problem was. They're trying to enter in right here. See that? They're trying to go like this. I'm trying to see. And so they asked, well, how do you see? Because I'm trying to see and I'm not seeing. And they're going like this. And I knew they're trying to enter like this. You don't enter the kingdom from up here. Never. The mind doesn't, you don't enter the kingdom here. Now, there's a technique the Lord taught me that helps me get out of this place right here. Amen. The Bible says, is the man thinketh what? In his heart. You know, the heart thinks because that's the mind of your spirit. You're going to get down into your spirit. You can't see. When I talk about practicing, seeing through awareness, practicing through awareness, I don't do it here. I do it here. Now, the way the Lord taught me to do this, And this will help you a lot, because if you're trying to enter and you're trying to be aware here, like I'm trying to be aware that I'm dwelling in a tabernacle, you're still operating up here. You're like from here up. You're trying to, and you're not going to move in from here up. It doesn't work that way. You'll just be, you're in your head. See, you got to drop from your head to your heart. And if you don't operate out of the heart, you're not going to move effectively. Amen. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to see something with your mind like this, but you'll never get there. Because the mind is not the entry point. The heart is. Okay. So what I do, I just need a chair. I did this before, but it bears repeating, because the person who asked me these questions were here when I did it the first time. So we don't always get it the first time. All right. So what I do when I'm in prayer, first, number one thing about prayer in this realm is be comfortable. Amen. Whatever that means to you, get quiet. You got to be quiet and comfortable. But what I'm doing, I'll hold something in my hand and I get a pillow, whatever, however you want to do it. It's fine. I'm just telling you how I do it. And I'll actually put the constitution in my heart, and I'll hold a pellet, and I got something in my hand. I've got my fist and everything right here. See where they are in my heart? Now, right here, now when I get going, what I'm trying to do is transfer from here down to here. Amen? I'm trying to do everything from right here, not here. So what I do is when I'm speaking these words, and I'm moving in these words, and I'm connecting with these words, I see it, and I'm aware from here. Okay? I'm not trying to do it up here. I gotta move out of the head, I'm moving down the heart. So when I'm down here, I'm almost putting my focus right here. Does that make sense? I'm dropping the focus down into the realm of the heart, not up in the head. I'm not up here like this. You're never going to be effective like that. Amen? I'm dropping the focus down into the heart area. So when I'm thinking in the heart, I'm trying to be, if I can say it, I'm trying to be down here, right here in the heart. So when I'm thinking, or when I'm becoming aware, now I want you to just do this for a minute. Close your eyes. Now I want you to lift your head up like this. I want you to be aware that you're in a room from your head. Just strictly operate out of your head. I want you to be aware. Close your eyes, but you're aware that you're in a room. Now, your mind can be unaware that you're in a room. Amen? You don't move in the kingdom by the awareness of the mind. You move in the kingdom by the awareness of the heart. Now, what I want you to do is just kind of, however you're going to do it, get your focus down into the heart. Push that focus down inside, down into the realm of the heart. Now I want you to become aware that you're in a room from the heart. Be aware from the inside, down in the heart. Think with a heart. As a man believeth in his heart. You practice awareness from the heart. Do you see the difference? Can you see the difference? You have to make that distinction. You got to get to that place. Amen. And you practice that. Now, if that's hard for you right there, if some of you that have been easy for you, some of you it might be hard for you. You got to get in the rest of God. If that was hard for you just a minute ago and you couldn't discern the difference between awareness of the mind, awareness of the heart, you need to do some little exercises. And the first exercise you need to do is become aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit with you. Start practicing the awareness of His, I thank you, you've come to dwell in me. The reason I can do that, because I've practiced in me so much. Those series will help you do that. I practice entering the temple within. I've practiced in so much. It's easy for me to drop down in that. So where does the Holy Spirit abide? He abides what? In you. He dwells where? In you. So when I'm practicing the awareness of the Holy Spirit, I think you've come to abide in me, to dwell in me. That goes back to that scripture. The communication of your faith becomes effective by what? The acknowledging of every good thing. I can't pray with you guys today because I'm feeling a little too much heaviness. You won't get through the veil. The acknowledging of every good thing that's what? in you. You got to practice the in you, the awareness in you. I'll teach you how to do that, but I acknowledge the Holy Spirit's with me and he's in me. See, he's not up in my head. Now, how many of you will know the Holy Spirit's not up in your head? He's down here. That helps you get down in here. The acknowledging every good thing that's in you, say in you. You got to fill your spirit up with the word of God. You got to fill your spirit up because you've got to overcome. You got to launch into that realm. I'm giving you techniques and keys that are going to really help you when you practice these things. You got to move down in the heart. Amen. Focus. Acknowledging every good thing that's in you. Keeping yourself full. Full of the word. Say full of the word. All this is going to get you to the place where you're moving from glory to glory. Say glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. We're moving from glory, from one level of love to the next level of love. Amen. Another thing, if you're praying in the morning, get there fast. Don't be messing around with your cell phone. Don't be messing around with the world. I still do that every once in a while, and it costs me when I do it. I'll have to grab the iPad and I'll open it up, and you know, you're just asking to be distracted when you do that. Don't mess with that stuff. If a cell phone's your problem, don't bring it in the prayer closet. Well, my Bible's on it. Yeah, and there's a lot of other stuff on it too. Get a Bible in your hand. Amen. Glory to God. Now here's another thing I do. Right before I move in these dimensions, like if I'm moving into the living waters or like right now in the glory realm, I'll have a bunch of scriptures already and I'll read through them and I'll meditate those before I go in. I'm meditating into that realm. I'm meditating into the love of the Father. I'll read through them. I'll have them. I'll read them and I'll read them again because I already know where I'm going. See, when you go into this place, you got to know where you're going. Got to know what gate you're at. Are you still trying to get to the door? Then you got to get those scriptures. Are you into the rest, trying to secure the rest? You have to read that. You got to hit that level. Amen. Now, don't try to run up in the love of the Father if you're not moving in the rest on a consistent basis. You're probably not going to get there on a consistent basis. Not that full place like that. So whatever place God has you working, read those scriptures. Have them ready. See, I'll read them. I'll sit there and meditate on 5 or 10 minutes. I'll get full of that place, see, because I know that's where I'm going, and I'll have that stuff fresh. Like when I'm working living waters, I'll have 5 pages of living waters. You don't have to do that, but that's what I do. I'll get that stuff ready, because when I go in there, because I'm in there to break something open. I'm not in there just to dwell. I'm trying to break it open. But in the love of the Father, you got to know those scriptures, and we'll have them there. There's a bunch of them you can use because you want to get there. Amen. Part of operating in the love of the Father. Now, I'm going to give you another technique about this. Part of operating in the love of the Father, you got to know what that place is. Amen. There is a place there. He went to prepare a place for you. Now, here's what I do. When I'm moving in the rest and I'm moving to union with the Lord, now, a lot of times the Lord wants me to spend time with him. Now, this is just between you and God, how he's going to work with you. But there's other times he tells me, let's go to the Father. Now, you just got to work that out however you work it out. There's times I'll spend a lot of time with him, and then the next day I want to do the same thing, and nothing's happening. And he'll say, let's go to the Father. I'm like, well, I want to be here. And he goes, let's go. See, you're under submission to him. I don't know how that works with you. That's how it works with me. He tells me where to go. He says, let's go to the Father. Or I know I need to sit with him. They love you differently, but they love you with glorious love. I don't know how to explain that, but it's the Father's love is different from the Lord, but they're both just unique and wonderful, and it's glorious. And it's just like you love, everybody here has a particular love about you. Amen. You know, your love, that's the way they are. Now, here's something that I always do, and this is going to help you immensely. When I move into the Father, the first thing I do, I'm already in Christ. I'm already in union. I'm already surrounded. I'm in him. I am sat down. I'm good. Amen. What I do, the Bible says you are in Christ and Christ is in the Father. I see myself in him and in he moves me into the Father. It's like I'm moving into the Father. How do I explain that? And I feel that Christ is surrounding me and then the Father surrounding him. I feel the surrounding. I become aware that I'm encompassed in God. Amen. I'm encompassed in the Father. I'm encompassed in Christ. I'm moving into his heart. And the first thing I do in that awareness is I'll begin to worship him. That's where I begin worship, right there. All the other things I'm doing, I'm moving. But once I hit the Father, if it's not the Lord, worship with the Lord first, I start worshiping the Father. That's how I move in. I always move in by worship. I begin to honor him. And I always say this, this will get his presence fast. This is just techniques I've learned. I always say, Father, I'm here with the Son. I've come through the Son. I've honored the Son. I'm with you, Father, in spirit, and I am in truth. I'm in Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Father, for giving your Son that I could be here with you. See, I'm coming through honor of the Son, and that then causes me to release into worship. That's when I begin worshiping the Father. And hallowed be thy name. And once I start, you see the atmosphere to shift. Once I start worshiping, that generally will start shifting the atmosphere. And I'm starting to shift into the love of the Father. I'm moving into that. I'm moving into the presence of the Father. And then love is going to result from that. There's going to be a time where, boom, the love starts flowing. It's just there. You get encompassed in it. It's washing you. At that point, I relax. Because you can hang out there a long time, amen, and be washed. But always move through that love. Now, here's another technique I've learned. A lot of times you'll move up into the love of the Father. The next day you'll try to move the same way. It didn't work that. You're trying to move at the same pace. And if it's not happening for you, you're working your faith and you're not hit, what I do is I'll just back up into the rest. I say, all right, I'm moving too quick. Slow down. I reacclimate to the rest. I'll reacclimate. I'll go back into union with Christ, and I'm waiting on him at this point. Say, forgive me, I've moved too fast, because yesterday we got in fast. Today we didn't get in so fast. So you're not going to work at the same pace every day. It's a relationship, not a formula. Amen? So what I do is I back up my rest, and a lot of times my second time in, you know, I don't get discouraged because the door didn't open. You know when the door opens. You know you're there. Amen? You know when it opens. So when it opens, it's like, glory to God. Once you're there, you're getting ready for the glory realm now. Hallelujah. But if it's not there, and after you've worked it, and it's, you're not moved in, you've worked your faith in that area, don't get discouraged. Back up. Recalibrate. Go back into the rest. Lay down with the Lord and the Spirit. Don't check out. You understand what I'm saying? Move into the rest. Get recalibrated. And I know from experience, I've talked with Chuck about this too. Sometimes your second time, bam, it's there. Amen. There wasn't anything there. It's just he's recalibrating. Sometimes I have to back up into the Lord. You know, sometimes the Lord wants to take me straight to the Father. Sometimes he wants to spend time with me. I don't know how that works with you, but that's how it works with me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So these are just some things I've learned. I'm sharing with the intercessors how to move more fluidly in these areas. Amen. And we're always learning. It's not about just swimming in the glory, but it is about swimming in the glory. Because until we get the glory, we're not going to get the dominion that we're looking for. And God's next move is going to be done of dominion. It's not going to be a move of the gift realm. Although the gifts will be fully and operational, it'll be a move of the manifested sons of God, the manifested glory. Amen. It's going to have an atmosphere with it. It's going to have it's going to be glorious. Hallelujah forever. Glory to God. You know what I think I'm going to do today? Ooh, feeling that right now. Glory to God. Whew. Just close your eyes. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. Lord, I ask you for the abundance of grace. The abundance of grace to rest upon us. Let the abundance of grace fill the house. Let the life and the abundance of grace is coming into the house. Father, let your grace, and more grace. Yes. There's one other thing I do every single day. This is going to help you a lot. When I'm feeling tired, I always pray the Ephesians 3 prayer. It'll shift you quick. The dunamis prayer. Pray it every day. Pray it. I don't ever go in there without praying that prayer. Father, grant us according to the riches of His grace to be strengthened with all dunamis creative power, endued, overshadowed, infused, that Christ may dwell. See, it's the indwelling of Christ that helps you move up into these realms. Christ may dwell in my heart, that I be rooted and grounded in love, able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of your love, and to know the love of Christ that surpasseth knowledge, that I may know your fullness. Now, unto you it's able to do exceedingly. Y'all feel that coming here? Exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think, according to His powers working in me. Now, listen to me. I'm going to share something with you. As we were just moving in today, in that old weariness, that veil of weariness was coming over some of you, wanting you to be asleep. Feel the life right now. You're feeling the strength come upon. That's the exact same way it happens in the prayer cause. You fight through that. You break that veil and you enter into the life. Amen. Never let an atmospheric thief steal your day. Never know what they're there for. They're there to steal your day. Do not let weariness steal your day. Keep plugging, keep fighting, keep moving. You're going to obtain, amen. The veil is going to break wide open. That word is a hammer, and it's breaking the rocks and the veils in pieces.